This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bridget Nielsen.
I wanted to say, it's so difficult to say, oh my God, you drink too much. You smoke too much. Oh, you're really looking awfully thin. Well, I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. I adore eating now. I got heavy. So everybody who is complaining, they can kiss my big fat
Yeah.
The Don and Mike
wow.
Show.
All right, honey.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
That was funny.
That's funny.
He loves it.
You know, funny.
He didn't realize Letterman had a beard.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
Yes, hi.
She keeps a moe a chandon in her pretty cabinet.
Oh, this guy. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back.
Good.
That's why you went. Mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
You're doing Queen, Killer Queen.
She's a killer. Queen. Oh, no.
Come on, gunpowder.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise in the streets. Going to be a big man someday. Mud on your face. Big disgrace.
Uh-huh. Do you do bicycle race or fat bottom girls?
Oh, bicycle.
Yes, fat bottom, yes.
Love the accent.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, he's never done that before.
Was that really the same guy?
Yeah. Yes, he
has to be.
He sounded a higher register.
He succumbed to the pressure.
It was a little higher than it normally is.
He's never talked before.
That was very interesting.
I don't think we peppered him with as many requests.
We knew who he was, and we were kind of getting crazy with it, but maybe it was his younger brother.
We're so excited he was calling. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, this is Chris from Fairfax.
Hi there, Chris.
I got some important information about robo-tripping or drinking too much Robitussin.
All right. Okay. Robo-tripping. I like the name of that.
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it these days.
Joe had informed us that in the back room he's getting a lot of calls from people who are high, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This show?
Are you one of them, sir?
I am not. I'm actually at work right now. I found it very pressing.
Doesn't mean you can't be high. What was that?
You found what depressing?
I found it very pressing to call you guys. It's very important what I have to say.
All right, well, then go ahead. Say it. What do you want to say?
Basically, robo-dripping, you know, by drinking a lot of cough syrup can actually kill people, and it does all the time.
Well, I mentioned that it was very dangerous.
Yes.
I didn't say specifically that it killed people.
I disagree. I think it's good for you.
Don, how long have you been two bottles a day?
Two bottles was when I built a tolerance up to it.
Right.
I'm a Tussin freak now.
You may die, but you won't die from coughing.
It's Tussin. So what? Oh, he's gone
the
wind.
He done hung up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Another pilot.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hi there.
Hey, have you seen that new movie with that one pregnant teenager?
Oh, you mean Juno?
Juno.
Okay, walked right into that.
That's not funny.
You know. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
God.
It's no Charlie Wilson's War, is it, Charlie?
No, it isn't. That's the best movie of all time. Next to Enchanted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's that one that's coming out tomorrow? That's a real Charlie movie.
Which one?
The one with the two brothers. Ice Cube is in it. They're the two guys that have to.
I didn't even know.
They have to get like 5,000 hours of community service, and they end up robbing a bank.
Is it a church?
What did I say?
Oh, they try to rob a church.
Yeah.
I'll get the title and get back to you.
It's a black comedy, Charlie.
Oh, you mean like a black comedy, like Brothers?
Yes.
Like him.
It's like Robert the Mailman.
Robert the Mailman.
You're pointing at.
Nice hat.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
The Robotrippin you guys were talking about, the active ingredient in the Robitussin that actually gets you high is called dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
All right.
Listen to Buzz. Listen, right. He rattles off that incredible chemical compound.
Dextromethorphan, sure. You hear about it in commercials all the time.
Oh, sure. He's a friend of mine. You know Dexter McForfan.
Dexter, yeah. He's the serial killer that they're going to show on Showtime.
TV.
Dexter.
Right.
The dextromethorphan hydrobromide is actually what they call an opioid. It's a synthetic opium. Uh-huh. Opium used to be in cough syrups to get you high. They used to use lots of cough syrup because it actually...
You know, in the movie Tombstone, when Powers Booth shoots his guns up into the air, Don?
Yeah.
That's when he comes out of the opium den. Remember that? When he shoots the guns up the sky and he howls at the moon.
Opium.
Opium.
Hookahs.
And I guess opium is supplied to us from Afghanistan.
That's right. In great quantities.
Everything's related. Big poppy seeds, right?
Isn't that's what right. They, right. Poppy field.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
In reference to your Meredith Vieira conversation yesterday, Rob mentioned Kira Sedgwick. Wouldn't she be enjoying bacon-flavored sausage?
Okay, we covered that yesterday. Thank you. I think we had all of those jokes yesterday. And if anybody out there doubts how hot Meredith Vieira is...
I'm out there.
Do a Google search on her and check out some of the photos when she was working for ABC News and when she was on The View.
Right.
And you tell me if she is just not one naughty, naughty saucy girl.
Any nudes?
No, but there's one where she's...
Any provocative photographs.
Well, for being a news lady,
there's
one where she's on the floor on her knees.
Really?
And her knees are together.
Okay.
She looks just hot as balls.
Also, there's some good pictures when she used to co-host Night Calls.
On the Playboy Network.
That's right.
Thanks.
You didn't like
it. Thanks, Jackie. You didn't like that? No, I loved it. It was really worth you standing up and walking over to the microphone and just totally stopping the show. It was groovy.
Oh, man. Meredith Vieira and Tara Patrick.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello there.
Speak to us. Is this Tara Patrick?
And three strikes, you are out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Tara Patrick.
Hi, what's happening, Tara? What?
You guys were talking about Mitt Romney earlier. I just can't really see myself voting for someone whose first name is used to describe man boobs.
That's a very simple approach, but it's one we endorse wholeheartedly. Took a lot of letter writing, but I've still got the name of a man's breast.
Don and Mike show, hello. Well, you've gone for the silver twice. Now we're going for the big golden bits.
Really, really exciting. My name is Mitt Romney.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Yeah, hey, I got some down low on the salvia from P.L. and Smith on the Home Garden Show.
You know, that last guy was absolutely right. How come no one has, done any Mitt jokes about that guy?
Yeah, Mitts.
Really?
Right. Isn't it? But it's normally Mitts.
Plural.
It's usually used in the plural. It's usually not in the...
Yeah, but the guy...
Look at his right mitt.
Yeah, nobody says that.
But the guy is... His name is Mitt.
I know. It's too hard to pass up.
If only McCain's first name was Mitt, then you could be... I mean, because he's got some mitts.
Well, Don, I think I can speak with authority on this. I'm very excited about the campaign, and I'm going to tell you this. If you vote for me, I could win a primary. And if I win a primary, you know what I'm going to say when I win?
What's that?
I'm going to stand up at the podium, and I'm going to look you in the eye and say... Mitts up. I'm Mitt Romney.
Who has better mitts? Bill Richardson, I know he just dropped out.
Yeah.
Or Hill.
You know what my mother used to call me? Sugar mitts.
That's what Mel Gibson got in trouble for.
But I'll tell you, if I lose another primary, Mitt's really going to be in the ringer. Mitt's going to get caught. He's going to catch Mitt in the ringer.
That is just mitts.
Campaign will go mitts up.
Oh, boy, I tell you. We've got some big mitt supporters.
Hi there. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, dude, it's Paul Allen Smith on the Home Garden Show here. Salvia, it's like a real common plant. You can get it in Home Depot. It grows like in the median strip on Roxhill Pike.
Oh, sure. You can get it at Home
everywhere.
You can get it at Home, Home Depot.
I've got to run outdoors for a minute.
Really?
In the median strip on Rockville Pike. That's
specific. You'll see it. It's like everywhere in landscaping. And I think P. Allen Smith, he was smoking it when he came out of Target.
Now, who's this P. Allen Smith? You keep mentioning P. Allen Smith. Who is this?
Gang code.
You ever seen a guy? He's like a flaming mole on the Home Garden Show.
Hold on. It's B. Allen Smith, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he the guy that's got the big black mustache?
No,
Are you talking about the swishy guy, right? The queen?
Yeah, yeah. He looks like the guy on Queer Eye, the blonde guy.
I believe it's B.I.
Salvia. It's a lovely plant with the red colors. It'll complement your garden. It's fabulous. And then you can have some salad with it later.
All right. So salvia is a common plant.
All right, thank you.
Or a common herb.
According to this guy.
Buzz, you're going to have to do a lot more research.
I will.
What did I see a couple of weeks ago? And it was in your hometown, Buzz, and it was when you were visiting, I think when you were the week you were visiting your dad.
In Wichita, yeah.
The story, I don't know if it was from Wichita, somewhere in the Midwest, that there was a pot growing in front of a police station that somebody had walked by.
Funny that should happen while I'm there.
Somebody had walked by. I think it was in Wichita the week that you were there.
Wow.
Somebody had walked by. Anyway, it made the local news like one of those, isn't this something?
Our final story tonight.
The last place you think you'd find marijuana would be, well, maybe inside a police station, but here, outside. And there were these plants that were like, I don't know, how tall is that, 2 feet?
That's about a foot, foot and a half.
Yeah. Big plants right in front of the station. Said somebody probably just ran by and threw some seeds down.
You know, have you ever been out in the backyard, or you've been out in the, you know, you're trying to get some weeds to come out? There are a lot of weeds that resemble pot plants, too.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen the kind that really do look like they could be marijuana plants?
Have you ever seen the poison ivy?
Yeah.
That looks like the weed plant.
Got the exact same kind of leaf.
A lot of plants like that.
Yeah.
So what did the cops do with the plants? Did they do anything with them? I mean, how did the hilarious local news kicker end?
It was just, you know, authorities were summoned and the marijuana was moved away, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, Barbara Harrison. I'm Joe Krebs. Well, I think I'll go out and have a big fatty right now.
I heard him trying to make a joke today.
Oh, really?
Oh, now, no. Get ready for this.
In his brown sport coat?
I know we got rules about jokes on the show, but this is Joe Krebs.
You're quoting a guy.
This guy really is a wax dummy doing the morning news.
I would have been quoting Tommy Giacomo, really.
So the story is Barbara Harrison, the idiot co-anchor, she says, and there's a bar in St. Louis where they're going to ban profanity and table dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back to Joe Krebs, and he says, well, I hope no one gets rid of the chairs. There's a moment, they pause, and he says, because I hope the chairs can continue to dance.
What a mallet head.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I'm looking at it going, hold on a second. And then he looks up at the camera as if...
like he's just gotten off the greatest one.
Like, pretty good for a guy who just got run over on his bicycle 3 weeks ago.
Way to go, Poindexter. Fantastic job, Needle Nose.
Jesus. I mean, what a long way to go for such a non-joke. And he looked at the camera as if, you know, hey, I got it.
How much self-editing do you think he did? How much thought do you think he was going... boy, do you think I can go with this one? Do you think? Yeah, I think I can. Yeah, go for it, Joe. Take the plunge. Make the funny chairs dancing joke.
And, of course, your gal Babs Harrison.
Right.
It went over head like a cloud on a sunny day. Not that it was a funny line.
So does the teleprompter. I mean, she could be Ron Burgundy. You could put anything on that teleprompter. Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, even though it was part of a movie, wouldn't it be fun just to, you know, they're sitting, and right out of the box, right at 5 o'clock when they first come on the air, you put something on the teleprompter, they'll just read.
We've got something in the machine that says Joe Krebs.
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
Table, chair.
Play it again, please.
He's a good reader, isn't he?
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
And then you hear the paper.
The shuffle.
Save because I'm their limbs. So in control.
Well, I hope they leave the chairs in case they want to dance.
That's just a little attempt at humor, Barbara. I hope you'll forgive me. I am hopped up on salvia.
10:44 the time. We're looking at a live picture out of Dulles Airport where there was a team of snow removal vehicles going through the over the tarmac. I don't know if it doesn't look like they're cleaning anything because the tarmac looks pretty clean right now.
This is a highly extraordinary race of snow clearing vehicles. They're going around the truck. Whoops, they're just coming to the end right there.
Maybe this was some kind of a drill, as you thought, Joe. I can't tell exactly what they're doing because it does look like those runways look clear.
God, those two
they could replace us. Do you know that? They could they could replace us.
They are. I mean, I'm vapid. Mm-hmm. You're insipid.
Vacuous.
You're insipid. He's vacuous. You're morbidly obese.
Morbidly obese.
There is not a word that describes how bad those two suck when they're on the TV in the morning together.
Well, they get all of, 11 seconds where they have an opportunity to express their own personal thoughts, and that's what happens. What you're witnessing and what they do, what would be conservative saying they do it 10 times a morning?
Yeah.
They cut in from the Today Show, mm-hmm. and they show a picture of National Airport. They do it every single morning.
Every day.
So that perhaps is the challenge, to make that new and interesting. But no, I'm not going to give them that much credit.
No.
Because really what it is every day is, well, as you see a plane taking off there.
I know what it was that she said the other day as well. They were fumbling through the weather about how it's unseasonably warm, right? With Burger Jeff, the guy used to know, he's a disc jockey in Boston. His name is Burger Jeff. He's Tom Curran is his real name. He's the morning weather guy.
Right.
And they're doing some banter back and forth. And he says, well, Barbara and Joe, it's going to be high there, 65. And then she says, it seems like a bit of Indian hoops. Well, I'm not going there.
Oh, God.
So careful.
Hold on, yeah. Hold on, bitch. They're what, so you careful. Can't say Indian summer?
No, not in the world of TV.
No.
You have to be extremely careful.
Harrison's world.
Very, very careful.
And I guess that's like the whole thing with that. Had you ever heard of that?
That's why you're not getting any Mitt jokes.
Had you ever heard of that chick on the Golf Channel who said that thing about Tiger Woods?
I've heard of her. I've seen her. I've seen her a lot of times. You know, she's very, I can tell you one thing. I watched a little bit of the Golf Channel on my break, and she is extremely.
She's hot, right?
No, I don't think so. She is mannish. Huh. She's got a pretty face, but you know how she is? Picture Clarice, Dr. Lecter.
Okay.
With even a lower voice. Huh. That's really the way she kind of expresses herself. She is relatively easy on the eye, but she is also kind of has one of these voices.
Well, I only saw the clip for 1 second.
To take Tiger on, well, yeah, maybe they should just gang up for a while until.
Lynch him in the back alley.
Yeah.
So for that now, I mean, listen, have we come to this point in our society? You know what she did? And I don't know this woman from Adam. She made a mistake. Mm-hmm. She made a mistake. I don't think there's anything racial about it.
She didn't mean it.
Yeah. You know, this woman, that I don't know who she is, but she is now being hailed as you know, the new Don Imus, the new equal opportunity offender. Mm-hmm. Listen again to what this chick said. And I believe Tiger Woods even came out and said.
They know each other, yeah.
I know her. She didn't mean anything by this.
Kelly take Tillman. Tiger on, well, yeah, maybe they should just gang up for a while until.
Lynch him in the back alley.
Yeah,
Kelly Tillman is her name, right?
So what they're saying Tiger Woods is so great, you know, she says, well, maybe they should take him and lynch him in the back alley. And now Al Sharpton, of course, thank you, Al, he's standing up and screaming. What I thought was funny is that he didn't even know that it's a she.
Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton said, well, he shouldn't be saying stuff like that.
Right, right.
Come on,
immediately
Al,
jumping on it.
Al, pick your spots, Al.
He wants her fired.
And Barbara Harrison, you can say Indian summer. That's not taboo.
No.
That's not politically incorrect.
Doesn't offend.
Her suspension goes till January 24th.
Who's giving out those suspensions? Alan Goodman?
Kelly Tillman.
That's ridiculous.
A pumpkin-colored sky on the eastern horizon this final Monday in October. Sun's been up now for the last few minutes. Good morning. We have some blazing autumn color on this Monday morning, illuminated by golden sunlight.
Over and over.
Pumpkin-colored sky.
And then, of course, when Krebs and Harrison talk about the tarmac, that's when it really becomes the total CF.
Hey, look at that. There is a snow removal vehicle on the tarmac.
Oh, well, it looks like they're driving around out there.
Next to sunrise, tarmac, the biggest used word on that show, I think.
Tarmac.
Every day.
Yes, what a beautiful gray skies over the nation's capital.
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
I'm reading.
He's good. They're no Fox 5, though.
No.
Hey, listen, we've got to get to it sooner or later.
Yes, we do.
The Wheel of Holly, and the Wheel of Holly is fixed today. It's stuck on Hannah Montana.
She's very excited about that.
We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.